We've got a special guest ready to talk to us this morning from the local band, East London-based band, Can of Worms. April, very good morning. Welcome to the show this morning. How's Can of Worms doing?
Are we good? We've got some really exciting things coming up at the end of this month. We've got a new single releasing and a tour coming up. So lots of exciting things happening.
Well, we'll touch on the tour in a moment or two. First of all, our topic, you know, our chat today, I mean, you know, we often on Wild Coast Radio talk to artists and, you know, we talk about the music and the processes and everything that from the creative side. But you are one of the people behind the scenes of Can of Worms that kind of runs the process to get the the singles that you people put together to become real. Tell us a little bit about the process that goes in behind the scenes, you know, maybe for the benefit of somebody else who's possibly got something that they've written and they think, wow, this is going to be a hit. How do I do it from here? How do you handle that process?
Okay, yes, so that is true. I am very organized and very good at administration. So that is part of my role in the band to get these things up and running, mostly digitally, which is where one of my strengths is. I think when you talk about actually somebody else who has a song who they think they want to get it out there and have a hit, get it out there onto the mainstream platforms, I think that's actually quite an important point because I was thinking bigger bands who, say, for example, have a publisher or a record deal, they have that process managed for them, whereas independent artists such as us, we can manage the process ourselves. And it's actually quite, I don't want to say super easy, but it's not that difficult.
Okay.
And the platforms make it quite easy for you. So it's definitely possible. Basically, once you've got your finished song, you can choose a music distribution partner. There's quite a few out there. I think the bigger known ones are DistroKid, and we use a channel called CD Baby. You sign up your account, make sure you've got all of your important song information, which includes your and the ownership of the song between the artists who are performing on the song or who have written it, your artwork, which is your little square that everyone sees when you're streaming music on a platform like Spotify or Apple Music. And then something super important is your ISRC code, which is kind of like a little identifying piece of text and numbers, which needs to be embedded into your song and into your release so that when it is played and streamed, the channels kind of pick up that it's being played and you get your royalties and your recognition for that.
Right. And that then gets it onto your streaming platforms where we as music consumers subscribe to said platform and we pay a monthly fee and then we can listen to the music and, you know, stream it on our phones and laptops, et cetera, et cetera.
That's it, yes. So the distribution partners are, they have an immense list of channels that they kind of send the music out to. You basically just, once you've uploaded your song, you can go through the whole list and decide, do I want to go to every single platform in the whole world? Do I want to send it to platforms that platforms that people are going to pay for? Do I want to send it into all distribution so then people will be able to get the song for free as well? So the list is actually totally exhaustive. But just to mention a few of the platforms, for example, the bigger ones like Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, Deezer, and Amazon, they're just, I guess, the bigger names on the list. But yeah, the distribution channel actually manages that whole thing.
Okay, so that part of it, you know, it's not a case of you have to phone up some character at Spotify and then another character at Apple Music and another one at wherever else you want to. So that part of the process gets handled. And then you then as a band, I mean, in the old days, we had seven singles and then obviously CDs, but specifically we're talking about singles now. You know, you would have back in the day of records and LPs and seven singles, you would have then had a seven single pressed those would have been printed and distributed to all the supermarkets and CNAs where everybody used to go and spend their pocket money every Friday. But then based on those sales, you got a percentage from record sales, but those were pretty much handled by record companies. So in this particular case now, every time somebody plays your song, what happens? Do you get a ching ching on your bank account? So something's come in.
So technically, for every spin on a digital platform, the band gets a small royalty. Mm. But just being totally honest now, as a band without millions of streams per month or per week or whatever, we certainly not going to be living off the profits of our streaming music.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, there's a great reasons to put your music on the platform, but it's also, you know, it gives you like really nice authority, put something out there for the fans to listen to. It gives us a tool when we're applying to play at bigger festivals and stuff that we can send someone our music and, you know, prove that the band is a tangible, legitimate band. Yeah, authentic. We're definitely at this stage are going to make more money from doing live gigs and selling merchandise.
Well, that was actually where I was going to go with the next question. Let's say hypothetically we advising young up and coming artists. I would say to them, based on what you've just said, get out there and let people see you and be heard in real life, as opposed to relying on digital platforms to kind of make your living.
Definitely. The digital platforms, that are a great tool. It's a great thing to have, but nothing is ever going to replace the personal connection that you have with people. Whether you're playing at a smaller venue or a big festival, the people that you meet and the people that you share your music with, you're going to make much more of a stance. You're going to make much more of an impression of yourself by actually being out there doing it. Yeah.
and that's pretty much what Can of Worms has been doing, because, you know, you crawl out of the can all over, you know, festivals being one of your biggest outlets, you know, where you've been given opportunities to get onto stages in front of thousands of people.
Yeah, we love that. I really get so much out of that experience. I'm so grateful for the opportunities that we have to play on the big stages. There's nothing that's quite like it. I love the smaller stages as well. I think you get different feedback to yourself whether you're playing on a big stage or a small stage. Big stages have got beautiful sound and production and a whole tech team and a big audience, and smaller stages you make a really nice connection with your audience. I think it's a bit more personal, but all of those opportunities are just brilliant. I'm so grateful that we get them.
And I suppose the opportunity to play it both, as you said, different vibes at the different types of events.
Totally. Some of the best, I think some of my favorite moments on big stages would be the main stage at Kirkwood. It is just absolutely immense. The actual setup for the sound is just humongous.
Yeah.
Even the sound check there gets your like energy up and going. And of course Splashy Fen this year was also incredible. Just to be a part of such a long-standing festival to finally get the opportunity to be there, very special.
And I think one of the aspects that I pick up from what you've said is stay close to your roots. And appreciate what opportunities are given to you without maybe getting too big and bold about it. And just remember where you came from, because that's your core audience, and your core supporters are the ones that actually helped you get to the top of the ladder.
Definitely. I think it's really important to stay authentic and stay original to who you are. I think something special about our band in particular is the energy that we have and the friendship we have between us, which I think that energy comes across when we're doing live performances. And also through the music, it might not be as commercial as other bands who are maybe bigger, but it's music that we love to play. We have created it. I think our love for it kind of conveys to the audiences that we're playing for. I think stay real, stay authentic, do it the way it kind of comes naturally.
And have a sound that says we are, in this case, the can of worms.
Yes, definitely. I don't think you could really compare us to many other bands at the moment.
which makes it very interesting, sort of. And once again, obviously, it's decisions and artistic flavors that come in from the variety of members that you've got in the band. But you know, while practicality sometimes says we've got to be commercial, you stay true to your roots and say we are, and this is what we sound like. Where there is an audience for us, and the audience will find us if they like what we're doing.
Yeah, that's. So we had a really interesting comment actually from one of the organizers who had helped to get us to Splashy Fen this year. We played our full set, and then after the set, the guys were like, "Oh, that was really amazing. That was really cool." Were most of those songs covers? Just like covers done in a way that we haven't heard them before. We were like, "No, that was like 100% original." Mm, and they were like, "Oh, wow, they just sound like they're so full and they're so together. They're so." They're so like finished.
Yeah,
we actually thought that you were playing someone else's music, in a different way to what we heard it.
Goodness, now I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I take that as an insult or a compliment.
yeah, we were like, okay, no, we're going to take it as a compliment.
indeed, but that just shows. And I mean, the number of members in your band, obviously a lot of rehearsal. You know, once again, what happens behind the scenes. Before you go onto stage, a lot of time obviously in the rehearsal rooms.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time. We have a place that obviously our rehearsal room is called the Can. Mm-hmm. So we have a little can at James's place in Sunrise. We try to meet there once a week. Uh-huh. Sometimes it's, you know, busy lives. It doesn't always happen every week. But so we spend a lot of time working on the existing tracks, just making sure, especially if we've got a performance coming up, that we are kind of all tuned into each other and that there's not going to be any whoopsies live on stage. And then when we've got a gap, we just might have a little free jam, or we've actually been working on a new song, which hopefully will be ready for our sets at the end of October when we're touring. So it's kind of a mixture. We work on the existing material and work on new stuff when we've got.
Right. Yeah. So there's a creative process that goes. And talking about the tour in October, tell us a little bit about it. Where will you be, and you know, how does one get to see you?
Okay, so we are doing a little mini tour down the Eastern Cape coastline. We're leaving on the 24th of October, that's a Friday, and we'll be playing in Kenton at the Goat Shed. And then on Saturday, we will be heading to St. Francis, playing at Legends. And then Sunday morning, it's an early morning, we're playing at Crossways Village Market, which is on the off-ramp at Thornhill between PE and Jeffreys Bay. That's a nice one. We've done that one a couple of times before.
And hopefully you'll have great great support there and good audiences. And talking about that as well, you'll have merchandise on sale, and your new single, All Going Well, will be released by then as well.
It will be. I know it will definitely be released because the distribution channel is already set and ready to go.
Okay. Oh, that sounds good.
So it will be releasing on Friday, the 24th of October. That's New Music Friday. Flipside Live will be live to the world, ready to be shared.
Great. Looking forward to that. And April, one last question before you go. If somebody wants to get in touch with your music, where can they get it?
Okay, so we are on all major distribution channels, including Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, YouTube, basically anywhere you can get your music, we are. And you can look for Can of Worms SA. Mm-hmm. And you can also find us on social media. We're most active on Facebook and Instagram. It's the same handle, Can of Worms SA. And then we also have a website, canofworms.co.za.
Great. So you are on the World Wide Web. April, thank you very, very much for chatting to us today, and all the best with final preps for the tour. And I hope the tour itself goes down well as well.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me. And the rest of the band says hello. We really appreciate your support. Yeah. So thank you so much.
Great. It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for chatting to us today.
Right. Have a good day.
Cheerio then. Thanks. That's April from Can of Worms SA. and getting ready for a tour they are towards the end of this month. Here's one of their recent singles, Can of Worms with a Pillow. Take a listen. Take a listen to these words.